The norm is limited by what is possible. Technology widens what is possible and puts the norm under the spotlight. Is the norm the best way? I still remember the first time I heard about Uber, the shock. My grandfather told me never to accept a ride from a stranger. Airbnb. What do you mean I'll be sleeping in a stranger's master bedroom? Will it be clean? Is it safe? When people hear about role share, sometimes their reaction is based on the norm. I'll be sharing my role with someone? Will they outshine me? Can I trust them? Historically, sharing a role has been for the lucky who knew someone in their immediate network with whom they could share a role. RoleShare is here to help scale this luck, to all professionals who seek it. To do this, RoleShare has built a self-serve platform that matches professionals who seek to work part-time together for full-time roles. Today, more so than ever, flexible working is a competitive lever for companies, but staying connected as a team is key. Even before the pandemic, global organizations faced the challenge of being disconnected. Connectivity, transparency, and communication are core to the success of any team, be it a global, regional, local, core, or a micro team like a RoleShare. Before RoleShare, I was one of the unicorn team members of Workplace from Facebook. Workplace is a disruptive tool in the enterprise communication space, turning workplaces into connected and productive communities. Today on Talk RoleShare, I interview Julien Codorniou, VP Workplace from Facebook. Hear how Workplace enables working in ways beyond the norm. So JC, it's such a trip for me interviewing you for RoleShare. I should definitely tell the audience that I worked with you for about 3 years on Workplace by Facebook. You're part of my interview loop, and it's pretty cool because when I think back, we brought on some really great brands onto Workplace, didn't we?
We did, and you were one of the co-founders of Workplace back in the days. I hope you're proud of what you've achieved there.
I am. I'm super proud. And I'm actually drinking out of my Workplace coffee mug right now. So I wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, the best way you and out of anyone could describe what is Workplace by Facebook looking to solve?
Well, I think you have to think of Workplace as a SaaS business or SaaS startup within Facebook. And the mission of Workplace is to connect the world of work. Just like Facebook connected the world, the mission is to connect the world of work and to turn companies into communities, which is something that we had seen at Facebook back in the days, because Workplace was originally a product that was only supposed to be for Facebook employees. But we realized that every company of every size of pretty much every industry can be turned into a community. And what that happens when you can reduce the distances between people, between teams, and even between companies, great things happen in terms of productivity, employee sentiment, employee engagement, and ultimately employee retention. So that's what we do. We get to serve and connect, I would say, the biggest or the most respected or the fastest growing companies in the world, like Starbucks, Walmart, AstraZeneca, Spotify, Booking.com, that you know very well because you launched them on Workplace. And it's a fast growing business. We went from 0 to 5 million paid users in less than 3 years and a half. And we continue to grow and scale the business globally.
I think connecting people now more than ever is exponentially more important, right? You worked at Microsoft previously, and now you lead Workplace by Facebook. So you're quite the expert leader in enterprise communication software. So I'm going to turn a question around on you. You used to ask this question to newbies who join your organization. You know, what surprised you about XYZ? So I'm going to ask you, what has surprised you about the way individuals and teams communicated during COVID?
I think what surprised me is that what we used to talk about when we created Workplace, which I just mentioned, you know, the importance of building a community, the importance of giving a voice to everyone, the importance of engaging with employees and making employees successful wherever they want or they have to work from. All of the things we talked about 3-4 years ago, which were, you know, I would say understood by, you know, companies that you could describe as visionaries, you know, across HR, IT and comms. Well, pretty much every company right now is obsessed with that because they know that this is a long-term situation. We're going to have to deal with new ways of working for a very, very long time. So what used to be, I would say, you know, a product or a trend for visionaries is now becoming mainstream. Every company I can think of right now either already has something like Workplace or is looking for something like Workplace. because they understand the importance of connecting everyone, of turning the company into a community, and they understand, more importantly, that it can become a competitive advantage for them. If they want to attract and keep the best people, motivate them, over-engage, over-connect with them, make sure they feel more connected, more informed, more productive, more empowered, you know, from the CEO to the front line, which is something very new. In a way, the big surprise is that the SaaS market has just been expanded by 2 billion people who never had a desk, never had an email, never had a PC before, but who yet have to be connected and feel that they belong to a bigger mission.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think there's historically people were concerned about this type of technology way back in the day, and I think they've had no choice but to accept it. So I think there's still some thoughts out there about things being lost. So firstly, what do you think is done better through digital communication versus in person? And then what do you think is lost, if anything?
Well, I think, you know, scaling and including everyone is easier because of technology. In a certain way, you know, the COVID situation has created a level playing field for many employees, because it means you can be successful even if you don't work at the HQ, even if you don't sit next to the C-suite, because suddenly everybody is working from home. So it's a level playing field. So everyone can now, if you have the right solution, of course, be equally connected and informed. And as you know, information is extremely important. Yeah. But some people just never got the information before because they were not connected, because they never had an email. So I think that level playing field creates amazing opportunities. It means that as a talent, wherever you have to work from, wherever you come from, you can be identified, you can be celebrated, you can be rewarded because you have a great idea that you can share. So I don't think things get lost. I think it's easier to scale. And if you think of technologies like the one we have in Workplace that you know very well, called auto-translation, you can now communicate with people that you could not communicate with before. You know, on Workplace, I could say something in French or I could write something in French, and my colleagues in Japan would read it or would in Japanese or in Spanish if they speak Spanish. So technology can help and connect people who do not know that they have to be connected with other people in the company and make it easy, independently of the time zone or of the language they speak.
Right. The really, really good point about the level playing field. So I've heard some conflicting reports about productivity during COVID. Some companies are experiencing increases in performance. Others are seeing it. Well, they're not really seeing that increase in performance. And then also employee well-being and perhaps spontaneous sort of innovation is a concern due to the lack of in-person interactions, among a number of other reasons that I've seen stated. So Workplace has been very used to helping sort of distributed deskless workforce connect, right? You guys have been doing this for a while. So you must have been well placed to support workers during COVID. So how do you think Workplace in particular helps to enable productivity, performance, and well-being, and then innovation as a byproduct of all that in a time where workers, you know, have had to rely solely on digital communication?
Well, interestingly enough, the people or the teams who decide to buy Workplace and to deploy Workplace are usually represented across HR, IT, and comms. Because it's a cultural choice. It's not an IT choice. It's not a productivity tool per se. It's something that has to do with the culture you want to build or the culture you want to scale. And I think for the first time, you see these three execs, IT, HR, and comms, and the CEO herself, you know, coming together to talk about, you know, connecting everyone as a competitive advantage, driving the right culture. So I think productivity is a consequence that happens when you connect everyone on the same platform, when everyone is equally informed, connected, when you give people who never had an email access to things like bots and integrations, you know, with things like DocuSign or ServiceNow or Box, turning the I would say the blue collar employee into a super knowledge worker. So I think productivity is a consequence of what can happen when you connect everyone. And again, connecting everyone is technically very hard. Identify people in the cloud, to give access to cloud computing and to communication applications to people who don't even have an email. You know, back in the days, I'm sure you remember, Sophie, when we launched Workplace at companies like Danone, you know, half of the company did not have an email. And yet we had to make sure they could be in the most secure way, all connected and authenticated in the cloud. So it's a technological challenge, but when you can overcome it, again, great things happen in terms of productivity, employee sentiment, employee retention. There is a fundamental hunger to be connected by everyone, not just the knowledge workers, but by everyone. And I think it's one of the things we do very well, or that at least we're famous for.
So I'd love to get your thoughts on a use case. So obviously there's been a lot of ills during COVID-19. A lot of people have lost their jobs or are on furlough. But at the same time, there are companies who are growing still and are hiring. And so what that means is individuals are starting new jobs without really getting to meet their colleagues, right? So what types of advice would you give someone who is starting at a new company today and it's fully digital, I mean, 100% remote distributed, if they are using a tool like Workplace?
Well, I think one of the benefits of Workplace is that if you join a company that has been using Workplace for a few months or a few years, you get all of the history, you get all of the context. You know, when you join a new company, no one sends you the emails that you've missed in the last 4 years just for you to catch up. No one does that. It's technically complicated and impossible. Or you don't go and spend hours on the intranet trying to find the right information, especially if you only have a mobile device at work. So I think Workplace gives you a lot of context. You can go into the groups that matter for you, for your peers, for your managers, for the CEO. The company's history is there. So you can catch up and onboard quite fast. And again, making information available to people who are, you know, banned from having access to that information makes a big difference. And I think that's why people go Workplace. It's to make that happen. Because one of the surprises we've seen with COVID is that the next generation of talents will come from the most unexpected places. You know, I have a customer that I'm sure you remember, Sophie, called Any Small Group. It's the company behind the Hoxton and the Glen Eagles Hotel, for example. And the CEO of that company said one day, yeah, I'm going Workplace for everyone in the company because the next CEO of my company that I've created might be a barista in a hotel in Scotland. And I don't know her today, but I need to find her. I need to identify her because she knows the customers. She knows the business probably much better than the people at the HQ. So giving a chance to these employees that, you know, will come sometimes from the most unexpected places, from, you know, what we call the front line, is something that can happen thanks to technology.
Right. And I mean, Workplace by Facebook does an incredible job of surfacing that type of frontline knowledge. I witnessed it firsthand. I remember the Starbucks stories very well, the introduction of new drinks based on customer feedback in store. So now, on the subject of another working model, very close to my heart, role sharing, where part-time and sometimes full-time workers will join skill sets to share roles. It's a highly beneficial working model for individuals who are looking to secure strategic roles and for companies who want to sustain productivity and innovation while also enabling flexibility. But the caveat historically has been that it was hard, one, to find a person to share a role with that sort of matched you along a number of different criteria. And then also, it was hard to transition the work, right, between partners. And, you know, there wasn't technology to support that, whereas today, you know, companies like Workplace are really helping with that. So how would professionals in a role share today use Workplace by Facebook to ensure seamless real-time communication, transparency among themselves, but also the greater team, you know, project prioritization tasks and such?
Yeah, first, I have to say, Sophie, that I'm sure that the value proposition of your company that you identified a few years ago must be resonating a lot on the market right now. There's no way back after COVID. The way people work is going to change and it's here to stay. So I'm not surprised that there is a need for more flexibility and role sharing is a great example of that. I think it was a basic need that was there for many years, but as you said, it looked hard, it looked complicated, it looked expensive. But I think with the current circumstances, more and more companies will want to get there. On using Workplace to enable that, I would say two things. I would say the first thing would be the matchmaking part of the value proposition could be easily done on Workplace. Yeah. Then on the sharing of information between two people or two plus people or a group of people, as you know very well, between groups and chat and video and the newsfeed, you know, Workplace makes that very easy. And we also integrate with, you know, tools like, you know, Atlassian and other productivity tools to drive more productivity on the product and manage proper projects. I would say using Workplace as the place of discovery, engagement and communication connected to other applications, of course, including RoadShare, would be would be something that that would make sense. But the matchmaking part would be definitely easy to be done in the workplace.
Right, and I'll add to that. I think one of the things that I loved the most about Workplace by Facebook was that when we were working on various projects, we could add a number of individuals to a group. And, you know, everyone who wants to see what's happening in that project can pop in or out and check out their notifications. And it's such a nice way of keeping everyone posted on a project without CCing everyone on an email. And I think with transparency of role shares, that's absolutely critical. You want the whole team to feel like nothing is being repeated, nothing is being lost in the transition. And if you have shared groups, then obviously that's a fantastic way of making that happen.
Yeah. And remember how you feel when you join a workplace or when you join a group and suddenly you have access to information that you did not have access to. You feel more empowered. You feel more connected to your peers. You feel that you belong to an organization that is transparent, where anyone, you know, can have the same access to information and where information is not stuck in the mailing list of last year that there is no way for you to catch.
One final use case, which I think is interesting, is the retiring workforce. So my dad is retiring. He's retired this year, and he's been with one company, Groupe Richemont, for over 30 years. And so imagine the amount of knowledge that, in essence, the company is losing by having individuals who've been with the company so long leave. So there's an interesting use case with Workplace by Facebook, right, is this idea of retention of knowledge. Can you tell me, and maybe the audience, a little bit about how that knowledge could be returned for talent that is exiting the company?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, it was, and I'm sure you remember, but it was a surprise we had. You know, many, many times, I would say a month, we have companies asking us to help and onboard, you know, former employees or employees about to retire or to leave the company on the platform. I remember that company, Renault Retail Group. I think you launched them, Sophie.
Yeah.
They had this employee. She had worked for them for, I think, 30 years. And when she left, she said, "Hey, I'm very sad to leave, but please, can I keep my workplace account?" Because, you know, for her, that work community that she's been a part of for 30 years, these people, the values of the company, the culture of the company was extremely meaningful. And mm-hmm. she still wanted to be part of it. And I've heard that from, you know, many companies of many different industries and many different geographies. You know, sometimes you're still a shareholder. Sometimes you still care about the products, about the people, about the business, and you still want to feel that you're part of it, especially if you spent a meaningful amount of time with that company and with these people. So unexpected use case, but it shows that, you know, some employers do that extremely well. When you have to retire, but you still ask for, you know, being part of the organization, it means you had the best time. You love the people, you love the product, you love the culture.
Right.
And of course, as an employer, you want these former employees to still be connected, to refer candidates, to refer customers, to be vocal friends on the market. Unexpected use case for workplace, but you would not believe how often customers are asking us to do it.
And that was Julien Codorniu, VP Workplace from Facebook. He said, "The next generation of talent will come from unexpected places. There's no way back after COVID." Indeed, Julien. The pandemic has shown at scale how the combination of effective enterprise technologies and the incessible ability for humans to adapt to change drives productivity wherever, whenever, and however. And I agree with Julien about RoleShare. I mean, I know firsthand, my team and I built it. He said, "It looked hard, it looked complicated, it looked extensive. But with the current circumstances, more and more companies will want to get there." Hashtag, he said it, hashtag vision, hashtag future of work. Thanks for listening and join us for the next episode of Talk RoleShare.